So now the second chakra, of course, is related to your emotional energy and your bandwidth and your level of passion and the quality of it. And so when you're, you know, of course, you know, for me as well, second chakra is going to be deficient as a creative idealist. You know, creative idealist is pretty much deficient in the first two chakras. That's just how it goes. I'm not going to have a, you know, Lisa Campion has, you know, the more of the excessive, you know, being the charismatic leader and team player, she really feels a lot. She's got that, you know, that depth of that, and the emotional intelligence specialists have more of the excessive, much bigger second chakras, all that feeling, so the energy in my second chakra is going to be more on the deficient side, and so I needed I chose the prostitute in the second chakra where there's this my name for my prostitute is the beggar. It's sort of like one of the most lovely things in the world is gentle, intimate touch and massage and being taken care of and touched, and I spent much of my life sort of not asking for it, which is the shadow side of the beggar, because I felt like I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I didn't want someone to touch me. I didn't want to be close to somebody. I didn't want to have that kind of intimacy and that gentleness and that playful touch and all. It was sort of like, whoa, you know, because I didn't, you know, we weren't real touchy-feely in my family, and so I was programmed that way, and it wasn't nurture, it was nature. You know, the creative idealist doesn't naturally have that. We're not programmed that way to desire that. So when I learned that it was okay to ask for those needs, the beggar really is the energy in there for me. So for each of you, when you're thinking about your second chakra, what do you got down there? What do you got for a second chakra? How much need do you have? How do you ask for it? You could have your vampire archetype in there if you're someone who, you know, who's got a second chakra that just latches on to people. What do you do? How do you do it? What is it? And don't be shy about the tougher archetypes. I don't like being a beggar, but the truth is that I have to learn to ask for my needs and learn how to have them through that. Your second chakra give you your big or small energy charge. It doesn't matter whether you have a big or small energy charge. It gives you your ability to receive pleasure. So it can be a version of the hedonist. So you may have a hedonist, and that would definitely, you know, fit in the second chakra. If you totally see yourself as a pleasure hound, you could call it the pleasure hound. You call it whatever you want. You don't necessarily have to use the Carolyn Mace names. You find one that fits you, and you put it in there. Or something like a minimalist where you are, you know, like, no, I don't need anything. I'm totally fine. I'm, you know, or, you know, much more rigid around that. This is the energy center. The second chakra gives you your passion and enthusiasm, for your life. When you don't hold back, so when you're trying to find your core archetype in there, when you don't hold back in your second chakra, what comes out? You know, you got to ask yourself, when I'm totally able to just, you know, if I could go running down the street naked, would I do it? You know, would I, you know, my second chakra scream and yell and jump up and down? You know, what is the quality within you? Is it a gentle quality? Is it a bigger than that quality? Is it a, you know, is it a dominatrix quality? Is it a, what is it? What is in that second chakra that has your passion? You know, and I mean, it can be really any, you know, once again, you know, it can be, let me just look through, you know, certainly the narcissist could be in there. The, Or it could be a nervous Nelly. You know, you could have like a really jittery second chakra. And when you aren't able to really have all of your, you know, if you're deficient in the second chakra, often you have, you know, high heartbeat as well. That often goes with somebody who isn't able to have their feelings, so their heart gets scared because they aren't allowed, because you can't feel where you are in the world. You know, you might have the, you know, the sex pot or the romantic in the second chakra. So, you may have a rescuer in there, because it's a rescuer of emotional, you know, you rescue anybody in emotional trauma. You may not rescue them if they're sick or hurt or something, but anybody who's emotional. So you want to, it's whatever's in there is sort of how, you know, you connect emotionally. And through feeling and through your bandwidth, your energy bandwidth that way. This archetype constantly tells you what you need, so that when you ask and you connect with others one-on-one who are here to support your life purpose. So what that means is that and I wrote this stuff up this afternoon, so it's not exactly English. Anyway, so basically what happens when you're willing to ask for your needs, and so how do you ask for your needs? You know, do you ask to be supported as queen, king, whatever it happens to be? What, and when you ask, when you're willing to ask for what your needs are, you are willing to give other people, you're willing to acknowledge your life purpose, and you're willing to let other people support you in your life purpose. But, of course, you know, the victim. So you want to see that sometimes you can see, like, who's in your life. So if you have a victim, you're constantly getting rescued by other people, okay? And so if you got a victim in your second chakra, you're getting rescued around emotional trauma. If you got a student in there, you know, a student, it's a student of the second chakra would be someone who's, you know, a student of, you know, really is interested in learning all the ways, you know, tantra and feelings and emotions and all that sort of stuff. And of course, you'll find a tantra teacher. If you've got these, some of these are Michelle's favorites. If you've got the sex pot in the second chakra, of course, you are going to attract porn stars. So, because you wouldn't want anything other than that if you had the sex pot archetype. So, but you've got to take a look at these, have fun with them. Look at what goes on second chakra, and it also tells you. So second chakra is where you ask and for needs, but it also gives you what you can give, and so you connect to people. And once again, second chakra is how you wrestle with people in the world and wrestle with the world. So once again, the other way around, the rescuer connects with victims. So the second chakra are you surrounded by victims? You know, you may have the rescuer in the second chakra, emotional victims. If you have the teacher, as we use the same examples. If you have a teacher archetype around, you know, and you've studied tantra and things like that, of course you're going to find students who want to learn that. So are those people coming to you? Is that what you've got? And of course, if you're a porn star in the second chakra, you know, you're going to have lots of sex pots finding, you know, attracted to you, because they need what you can deliver. So it's important to see that you can kind of begin to figure out what your archetype is, often by how you're interrelating with the world through that energy center. The second chakra is also very, very important in your primary relationship archetypes, and very often the second chakra, you know, since it's such a huge problem chakra in our culture, it's going to have, you know, the victim, the prostitute, or the saboteur, as I'd mentioned before, is very commonly in there. Not so much the child, but really the other three. It doesn't mean you can't have a child in there, but it's certainly the other three are definitely in there on a regular basis. It's basically, remember, your second chakra is how you wrestle with the world. You know, a goddess needs a god, a slave needs a master, and you can sort of look at and see who you're attracting. So if you've got, you know, if you are constantly attracting masters and you know, people that are trying to, you know, control you, you know, you may have the slave archetype in there. Okay, the shadow side of it, it's often the neediest archetype that you hate to admit you have. My beggar, I can't stand. My coward, my victim. Or it can be a predator or a manipulator, and you just have to own up that if you manipulate and control people through your sexuality and through seduction, yeah, you may have a predator in there. But on the other hand, you know, on the other side of the predator is the light side of the predator is a person who really knows how to manage, you know, and knows where safety is and knows where the boundaries are, and how to break them, but chooses not to. So you need to recognize what have you got in there, and often if you've got a chakra, one that you don't own, sometimes it'll attract the thing you don't own within it. So if you're, you know, sometimes, you know, people have the manipulator and they get manipulated all the time because they're in denial that they're manipulators themselves, and it sort of gets them angry. Second chakra, archetype shadow, shows what lengths you'll go to get your way and how. So for instance, do you get your way through being a tyrant? Through being slutty or a liar or a killer, and now, you know, sort of like, the we're not literally killing people, but literally, you know, non-literally, you can kill people with gossip. You know, are you someone who in the second chakra just is totally in relationship? I love you, I love you, love you, love you, love you, and then the person does one thing wrong, and you're like, you're dead to me. You know, that's a killer. You've got a killer in there, and that is a person that's not owning the killer quality within you, and not owning that you can end relationships when they're really unhealthy for you. But the shadow side of that can be something that, you know, where you are constantly, you know, leaving a trail of dead bodies behind you. You can be the gossip, the spellcaster, the protester. Yes.
It's oh, 8 minutes here. Till.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that is chakra two. Will be the biggest drain in your relationships that need your passion and inspiration. So whatever, you know, when I was saying that my beggar, you know, in a primary relationship, not feeling like I deserve to ask for my needs to be met is a big, big drain in any primary relationship. So for each of you to look at that and say, what drains me the most in my relationship? There's an archetype in there, a shadow level of an archetype in there that's doing that, and start looking for that in the deck, looking for that in what you're listening to with Carolyn Mace.